Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton district with Mayor Sue Moore. How are you doing this morning, Sue?
I'm well, thanks, Andrew. Yep.
That's the way. Now, just quickly wanted to touch on the tyre drop-off day. You and I had spoken about that previously. It was a fantastic initiative that was meant to happen last Saturday, but thanks to the rain, unfortunately, it couldn't go ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately, couldn't go ahead. And I know there was many people looking forward to it, but it has been rescheduled for early May, 8th of May, I think. So, you know, mark that in your calendars. Hopefully, if there's no extreme events by then, we'll be going ahead with it then on that day.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Now, also, you mentioned the extreme events. A big well done to the SES for the work they've been doing around Singleton, because as you've been experiencing, the waters have risen terribly.
Yeah, it's challenging the SES in the area, or everywhere, but particularly our local area for us, does an incredible job looking after our community and keeping people safe as best as possible, getting them to higher ground when need be and giving advice whenever they can on predictions of flood heights.
We know on Wednesday night that a number of the SES members were out knocking on doors for people in low-lying areas. Once again, it gladdens the heart when you've got community members willing to give up their spare time.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And, you know, the sadder part is that stupid people that drive through floodwaters and put those SES members at risk to have to go and rescue them. So, you know, if I say anything, it's please don't drive through floodwaters and be mindful of the great work that the SES continues to do.
Given the amount of money that's been invested by the local council with the SES headquarters, for them to be able to have the facilities to do what they got to do.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, the new headquarters. And I know when the commissioner came up and looked at it, she was absolutely floored that, you know, we'd be able to work, they'd be able to work with council and deliver such a great building for them there. It's it really is state of the art building facilities that they've got there, and they deserve it.
They definitely do. Now, Sue, you are in the position where you're a little bit flooded in at the moment. Everything's okay at your place?
Yeah. No, all good. We're just marooned a little bit at the moment, but all good. Thinking of those that aren't so good.
And as you just said, you know, why tempt fate? Don't be driving through the flooded waters and don't make the job any more difficult for the great guys of the SES. Sue Moore, hope you get back to dry land sooner than later, and we'll speak again in a couple of weeks.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.